today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Soul Asylum, they saw an opportunity here. Yeah. They saw an opening, and they're like, we're going for it.
I'm literally cringing as I think of it.
Have you seen The Avengers yet?
Are
you
going
to go see that?
No, I probably won't. I don't see a lot of movies.
No, you're not a movie guy.
Not really.
Because you spend so much time watching football.
That's the problem. Yeah, it's really sick. And, you know, it's sick. And we're in a World Cup summer, Jim. So it's going to get even worse, man. The World Cup begins on June 14th.
But this is the one that the U.S. is not in?
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah, it actually makes it more interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. That'll be. Will people watch? Will Americans watch the World Cup without the U.S.?
Mexico is America's team now, Jim. According to Fox Sports.
Really?
Yes. That's the way that's the way we have to go.
Huh. Okay.
They're our home team, and I'm fine with that. I like LG.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, but
Let me just say this, Jim, and I won't talk about it anymore. No, let me just say this now.
No, it's fine. I brought it up.
It's May. Let me say this.
Yes.
Belgium.
Oh, I like Belgium. I've been to Belgium.
That's all I'm going to say.
Belgium's a cool place.
Belgium. You heard it here first. Belgium.
Right. I'm into that. Avengers. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm about to see it in a couple of days.
So Marvel
franchise. I actually
already
have
released.
The tickets purchased.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
Excellent.
We have, by the way, not a sponsor, but maybe they should be. Mm-hmm. We have a very, very cool movie theater out here where I live in Northern Virginia. It's called Alamo Draft House.
Nice.
It's a chain out of Austin.
Okay.
But what makes it so cool is that they have like table service
In
the theater. So you can order not only drinks, including alcoholic drinks, but they have like a full menu of food.
Wow.
All kinds of stuff. And they come and basically take your order before the movie starts, and then, you know, about 20 minutes or half hour into the movie, they deliver
your
food.
That's amazing. And are you in a bed?
Drinks and everything.
While
and,
you're watching?
No. That'd
with
be
covers?
The next step, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really great. So we're going to go, the whole family.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to go Sunday, and I'll let you know because
let me know.
One of the things, so music related, one of the things that I'm curious to see with this Avengers movie is that it has, this is the first time now that the characters from Guardians of the Galaxy are like in with the rest of the other Marvel characters.
Got it.
And
okay.
You know, the Guardians I really like because there's like a whole music thing happening with them. So I don't know if they'll incorporate that in
some
way
cool.
or something.
Yeah.
Or
let me know how that is.
All right. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, you can hear about my weekend plans.
You know where Jim will be at the Alamo Draft House.
Let's talk about listener feedback.
Yeah, let's do that.
And on this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We're going to revisit the week we did on the misrepresented bands.
Oh, that was fun.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, it was great.
That really worked out nicely. So the whole idea was sort of like we asked listeners what are some bands that are not well represented by their big hit song, that their whole catalog is much more complex or diverse than that one hit song that they had.
That's right.
And we got some great recommendations, and we built a whole week around that. And since then, we've gotten more recommendations, and we'll do another week at some point. So I don't want to reveal what those are.
Plenty of stuff.
But these emails and calls are specifically about the bands we already discussed.
Right.
Okay. So let's start with the email first.
Okay.
The email we got is from Doug Mulvihill.
Ah, it's good to hear from Doug. He pops in every now and then.
He does.
Longtime friend, listener.
Yes.
Such a good guy.
And this email is about the first band we talked about in the series, and actually I believe is the most popular, most listened to episode of that series so far. The band is Soul Asylum. And we talked about Runaway Train as not being a great representation of their work overall.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very lively discussion, and here's what Doug says about that. He says, oh man, Soul Asylum? I could talk about them all week. This is one of my favorite bands, and While You Were Out might be my favorite album. And he says, I've got that Hang Time poster.
Right, remember you were all about that giant one.
I love that poster. Okay. But he says, I think you are missing lots of context on Runaway Train. I'm not saying it's a great song, but it comes from a more honest place than you realize. I saw them play a New Year's show at Maxwell's in New Jersey at the end of the And the Horse They Rode In On tour, and it was pretty much the end of the band. They lost the A&M contract, and the band started working day jobs. Perner and Murphy would do occasional acoustic shows to make some money, and Perner had written a bunch of acoustic songs for them to play. They made demos of those songs and got the contract then with Columbia Records on the wave of, quote, alternative rock. A hard luck band finally got lucky. The demos did not sound very much like Soul Asylum, and they improved most of the songs for the Grave Dancers Union album, but Runaway Train stayed pretty weak. But my point is that they did not write the song as some kind of sellout ballad. When he wrote it, I don't think he ever expected it would make it onto a record. As I said, I could talk about Soul Asylum all week. Lots of funny stories from all the times I have seen them. 15 times, according to my ticket stubs.
Wow.
And I'm sure Patrick was with me for a few of them.
Very possible. Saw that band a lot of times. They played a lot in Charlottesville, D.C., Richmond area. You know, they played up and down the East Coast a lot. And we were lucky to see them a lot of times. And I saw them way early on, you know, when they would do, like, covers of Chevy Van and... old rock songs, but I didn't know that backstory at all. Actually,
I didn't quite either. And after we recorded that episode about Soul Asylum, I think I said to you, we didn't address the fact that they went from one major label to another,
right?
And I guess I didn't quite, it probably is a good thing we didn't talk about that, because I don't think I quite understood what happened. I guess in my mind, I thought they went from Twin Tone then to A&M for a couple of records, mm-hmm. and then just sort of moved up to Columbia Records, because that's right. even a bigger deal than A&M.
Yeah, but
right. But apparently, no. The whole Columbia thing was almost kind of a fluke that worked out.
The A&M thing dried up.
Right.
Yeah, I think
right.
Pierner was like cutting lawns at one point, like he was working for a landscape company or something like that to make money. So
here's the thing, though. I'm not sure that this really changes much about my opinion of the song and
sure.
how it was then marketed and the band used it to sort of, you know, vault themselves forward and, you know, capitalize on that.
That's kind of the crux of the issue, but this context is really helpful. Yeah,
but that is
extremely helpful.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, Doug. Thank you, man. I'm going to be in Richmond at some point because MJ's band plays down there, I should say, and they're playing soon and they have a cassette coming out. We might have Strawberry Moon on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it might be fun.
We'll see if they'll agree, right?
They've got a cassette release show coming up really soon.
The cassette release.
I'm going to be down there.
So happy. This is so
I'm going to be down there for it. It's going to be fun.
All right. And I don't know if we mentioned this on the show or not, but starting this fall, my daughter will be going to VCU.
That's right.
So I'll be spending a lot of time in RVA. Good time. So I'll get to see
Strawberry Moon maybe
quite a bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's get back to Misrepresented.
Yeah.
We got a call here.
Pick up the phone.
I
give us a call.
I think this is a first time caller.
Okay.
Hey guys, long time listener, first time caller. This is Ben Montgomery, lives in Orlando, Florida. I just wanted to commend you for the Misrepresented week. That was fantastic, especially with playing one of my all-time favorite bands, Not a Surf. Love them. Appreciated Patrick's very moving discussion about the song that really touched his life. I can tell you that the Let Go album is definitely one of those albums that has really touched my life over the course of the last 15 years. When I first heard it back in, I guess it was 2003, Blonde on Blonde was one of those songs that really spoke to me. It was kind of the anti-popular song, so to speak, for Not a Surf.
Cats and dogs are coming down. 14th Street is gonna drown. Everyone else rushing round. I've got blonde.
A welcome change, and it was what I needed to hear at that point in my life, about just kind of reconnecting to music that really spoke to your soul and really caused me to go back to the albums that really defined who I was and what kind of music that I would listen to for years. And so I went back and rediscovered London Calling and Life's Rich Pageant, and even went even further back and rediscovered Physical Graffiti and Abbey Road, and just really went back to my roots, and that's really kind of the essence of Blonde on Blonde. I would say that the song that really spoke to me was Inside of Love on that album. I think that's very comparable to Only Love as far as the message. And, you know, it's what I needed to hear at that point in my life. I was a dad of two young kids at that point. Was licking the wounds of a failed business and moving to Florida kind of unwillingly, since my wife was from here, and we just needed kind of a change of pace, and not seeing them much because I was working two jobs to pay off the debts of that failed business. And Inside of Love was really like a lullaby from a giant golden radio, kind of to quote some lyrics from Blonde on Blonde. Anyways, great job, guys. Love your podcast. Try and listen just about every day. There are some days that I do have to binge, but great job. Keep it up. Love you guys. Bye.
Wow, that was amazing. That really was. I'm kind of speechless.
This band, I think, really has an effect on people, right?
You know, when you can find some music that helps you heal, it's always a really good thing. It's kind of amazing. I'm really glad that what I said spoke to Ben, and he had a similar experience, kind of with a different, you know, album, which is really says something about Not a Surf.
Yes, it really does, right?
Yeah, it really, really does. And helped me at a certain time when I needed it, and you know, was struggling with some of the same things that they were singing about. And it sounds like he really related to that, and it helped him get back to a better place in his life. So, wow, man. Got to get these guys on the show.
Yeah, I guess so.
Talk to them, because that's amazing stuff. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
Ben.
I think any thank band would love these stories about how their music just like really impacted people,
yeah.
Not just in just some emotional way, but like, you know, in a sense of like action, you know, in
amazing.
Some way, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And in our case, two fathers, right?
Yeah.
who were trying to raise kids the right
fantastic.
Way.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
Great. Thank you very much, Ben, for the call.
Yeah,
we're
man.
Very excited when somebody new calls in.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And I think it's our first call from Orlando.
Yeah, hang in there.
This is good.
Yeah.
Put the pin in the map. Right. And thanks a lot. So,
yeah.
Excellent. Okay. So, anyone can call in, right?
Yeah. It's all
the
you
number
have to do is call
is,
us. Yeah.
Is listed. It's 612-440.
1984. You can't forget it.
You can call, you can leave a message, and then we'll put you on a future show. You can also email, as Doug did, rock@suburbspod.com. Or if you like social media, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit us up that way. All those are at suburbspod.
Can we get our email correspondence intern to sort emails by time? I like the ones that come in after midnight.
Those are the best ones?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Between then and like 3 a.m.
Yes,
those are the
yes.
ideal ones for me.
Yes. Emails, calls, late night calls.
That's right. It's always good.
Yes. Yeah. We very much encourage that.
I'm at a Sonic. I need to talk to you guys. Something like that.
Yes. Or if you're in Orlando, you're probably at a Waffle House.
Yeah, that's right? Possible. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Where was I going with this? I think that's pretty much it. So let's just hear the Not a Surf song, right?
Absolutely.
Inside of Love?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got one more day this week to do
Friday.
More listener feedback.
Friday coming up.
I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foss.
So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Watching terrible TV, it kills all fun. Getting spacey
My dad is with Diet Sig in my dorm room, and they won't leave. It's like 1:30. I need to go to sleep, have class at 8.
I guarantee that won't happen.